"Where's Nicholas?" said the carpenter 3 days later. "He hasn't eaten with us since Monday." Then Allison wrung her hands. "I'm worried about him, husband. He locked himself in his room on Monday with nothing to eat. He won't answer to knocking. He must be ill. But what can I do?" "Well, why didn't you say so, woman?" The carpenter leaped up the stairs and hammered on the lodger's door. "Nicholas, Nicholas, old son, open up, won't you?" And when he got no answer, he threw himself against the door until it fell on its hinges. There sat Nicholas, bolt upright on the edge of his bed. His eyes were lifted toward the ceiling, and a strange humming came from his nose. "Lord have mercy, I told you he was religious," cried Oswald. "He's in some kind of trance. He's seeing visions." And shaking Nicholas by the hair, he shouted in his ear, "Wake up, boy! Snap out of it!" One blink, two blinks, and Nicholas closed his mouth with a sigh. "Ah, Brother Oswald, I've been visited by the angels, and they showed me such visions." "What? Tell us, what?" Then Nicholas clapped the carpenter an embrace and said tearfully, "You've been like a father to me, so I'm going to tell you a terrible secret. The angels themselves revealed it to me. The end of the world is coming." "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph," said the carpenter, crossing himself. "What, fire and brimstone?" "No, no," said Nicholas in the most saintly of voices. "You remember Noah?" "Well, of course I remember Noah," Oswald burst out excitedly. "Noah who?"